From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Mr. Rob Sanders got the week off, so I'm sort of doing the producing. I got all the recorders running, and I think we have everything all set, so we'll see if we can launch into our interview. In the studio with us now, Taylor Lightman is back. We're glad to say he comes back once a month to talk about all the things going on in Lewisburg. He's executive director of Lewisburg Neighborhood, and he's just a good doer in the community and is helping to make sure that the Ice Festival goes off well. And this Lewisburg Neighborhoods is sponsor of the Polar Plunge, right?
We're coordinating it this year, but actually I have to tip my hat to the Ice Center of Central PA. They're the chief sponsor of this year's Polar Bear Plunge, so we're really thankful for their support.
Wow, super. Okay, well, we appreciate them stepping up. Yeah, today we'll name names, so we're going to mention Evangelical Community Hospital, Geisinger, Evan.
All right, excellent.
Everybody, and Brasserie Louis, and Heater Center, and
And Gilson Snow.
First, and Gilson.
But we'll name names later.
Yeah, there we go. I think we pretty much probably just did most of them, all right. But yeah, so Taylor is here. We're glad he's back. And Lynn Ragusi is back, executive assistant to the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. She's kept us informed on all the LDP things that are going downtown and making sure that she keeps us informed. And they've got all kinds of activities and coupons and giveaways and activities throughout the year. So we appreciate her coming in. Thank you so much for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I just do appreciate it. I really appreciate all that is going on. Let's start out with Taylor. This Ice Festival, give us some sort of a sense of what a draw it is for the broad regional community. What a big deal this is.
Yeah, thank you for that, Mark. And I think Lynn might have a better perspective on this. We're just planning a small part of it, but this is a huge event for downtown Lewisburg and for the region. And I don't know, Lynn, if you want to take this one about what it means for the region.
Well, we've been having this festival, I believe, since 2004, so we're coming up almost 20 years now on the Ice Festival, not quite yet. And I'm really hoping that this will be the biggest one yet. We've got carving both Friday and Saturday this year so that kids can come out Saturday morning and see some large sculptures being carved.
All right, yeah, 10 a.m. on Saturday at Hoofnagle, or Friday on Hoofnagle Park.
No, not Hoofnagle Park, down at the Green Space Center, because we're not having events right now at Hoofnagle.
Oh.
So it'll be at the Green Space Center.
Okay.
Which is the old high school, for those that don't know.
Right. Yeah. Okay, super. Yeah, thank you for that update. Appreciate that. And then noon Friday in front of the post office in the Bucknell Building?
Yes, correct.
Okay, super. All right, so we got those, ice carving on both days so folks can see it. Yeah, that'll be a big draw. You're probably going to inspire some young ice carvers out there. Maybe that's what you're thinking. So, and again, to this idea of the big draw, I mean, there's folks in Sunbury and folks in Sealands Grove and State College that say, the Ice Festival's coming up in Lewisburg.
Oh, definitely. It's definitely a large draw, and we get a lot of people in town. Hopefully, the weather on Saturday looks like it's prime Ice Festival weather, so hopefully everyone will come out and bundle up and enjoy all the ice sculptures and enjoy some of downtown Lewisburg and our stores and our restaurants.
And why are we doing this? Just to embrace winter or just to give us something, some sort of a pivot point in the winter?
Well, it's always important to invite people to downtown Lewisburg and have events in order to bring people into the downtown. But yeah, I mean, it's February and it's cold and it's dark and it's nice to come out and celebrate the winter.
All right, so this is it starts tomorrow morning with some of the carving and a lot of activities on Friday. I don't think there's anything wrong with running down the schedule, just one point to another. So why don't you do that for us, Lynn, if you can tell us what's happening.
Okay, so Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning, we begin our first large ice sculpture sponsored by Evangelical Community Hospital. It's going to be a large throne, so come out and have a seat on the throne and get your picture taken. And then probably around noon or maybe even a little earlier, they'll begin the sculpture sponsored by Bucknell University in front of the post office, the Bucknell Bison.
So that 10 a.m. is up at the Children's Center?
No, that actually will be right in front of Hoofnagle Park.
Okay.
on the sidewalk in front of Hufnagel Park.
Gotcha. Okay, so that's 10 a.m. Friday, where the throne construction begins, we'll call it, and then noon at the post office, the federal building, which is owned by Bucknell, and that is their ice carving there. So those are two locations, and this is an all-day affair, right? Or all the, you know, bulk of the afternoon is going to be taken up by ice carving there?
Yes, correct. Yeah, and then we also have another sculpture that's going to be carved over next to Sweet Frog, sponsored by Wise Markets. It's our wishing well, and they'll be raising money for the American Heart Association. So go ahead and drop a coin in the wishing well, make your wish, and give a donation to the American Heart Association.
Wow, okay. And this is Heart Month. We're rocking red for healthy hearts with Evangelical Community Hospital. So we thank Wises for stepping up there and helping that happen. Okay, that takes us to Saturday. There's some kind of fool that runs in the winter competitively. So this is their time.
Yes, so Sunset Rotary and Wise Markets is hosting the Frosty 5K, and that'll start and end at the Campus Theater right downtown on Market Street.
All right, so that's the Frosty 5K. Steps off at the registration starts at 8 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. is the time that it steps off in front of the theater, as you mentioned. There is a registration for that, and that benefits, do you know, probably the Rotary Club?
The Rotary, yes.
Okay, well, we know they're doing a lot of things in the community, and Wise Markets stepped up there as a sponsor as well. 10 a.m., we're back to the Green Space, or we're up to the Green Space Center. Actually, this will be our first time there for anything, the ice carving. Anything noteworthy about that?
Yeah, so there's going to be children's activities starting around 10:30. We've got the Lewisburg Children's Museum, the River Valley Nature School, and BVRA are all going to have children's activities going on there. We're also going to have a special podcast that's going to be available to listen to with a story. It's just a 10-minute children's story about the dragon that's going to be carved there. So it's a really unique little story that's going to be produced just for us, just for the Ice Festival. So we'll make sure that people have links to be able to listen to that on their phones while they're out there. And then there'll be lots of snow and winter-themed activities along with the carving of a dragon.
Oh, okay. Children's appropriate podcast. You got that, Taylor? It is possible to do that.
I didn't know.
Taylor's a star of barnstorming, right?
Yeah.
Barnstorming?
Not kid-friendly.
Okay, right. No, definitely not. Okay, so anyway. But anyway, back to this event, children's activities. And River Valley Nature School, we know that they are making a huge impact around here. It's a place where young people can really get raised up and not only learn about nature and the outdoors and the environment and our global environment, but also some rise up to be leaders and counselors and teachers, too. So it's just a win-win across the board. Buffalo Valley Recreation Authority, I mean, you just can't say enough about them. They're just doing a big, big bang-up job overall. Noon, we're doing the pregame plunge. Gilson Snow and the Brasserie Louis, just tell us a tiny bit about that.
At 1:45, the Bucknell Pep Band is actually going to lead a procession down South Front Street. You know, the Brasserie Louis is on the corner of Front Street and Market Street. They're going to lead a procession down South Front Street to St. George Street, where the plunge will be. So I'm really excited about that. And this is the first time that we're doing that. And we hope it's a great success. So if you do nothing else on the Ice Festival, come and cheer on the parade or bring your instrument and march with the band.
Okay, so that is a big march of some sort, a wobbly march, perhaps.
The ice march.
That's what it is. Okay.
Don't slip.
All right. So, yeah, okay. And now we're going to step off there. We got to stop because we're at the point where we have to break here. But from 11 to 4 is the chocolate tour. At noon, there's ice carving that starts at 2nd and Market Street, sponsored by Service First and Geisinger. The polar bear plunge is at the St. George Street landing at 2 p.m., sponsored by Lewisburg Neighborhoods. And 3 p.m. is the Hearty Chili Cook-Off, brought to you by the new mayor, Alvarez, and that benefits Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. The Chili Cook-Off is at the Heater Center?
The Bull Run Tap
House. Bull Run. Bull Run Tap House. Okay, we name names. Bull Run Tap House, Bucknell Pet Band, Lewisburg Downtown Partnership, Lewisburg Neighborhoods, Heater Center, Gilson Snowboards, Brasserie Louis, Buffalo Valley Recreation Authority, the Nature School, Lewisburg Children's Museum.
Eye Center of Central PA.
Eye Center, yeah, thank you. You got that. And let's see, what else? I missed.
Evangelical Community Hospital.
Oh, yeah, don't forget they sponsor the whole thing. That would be an omission. Sweet Frog, Wise Markets, Brush Strokes, Sunset Rotary, and I probably omitted one, so tell me what it is, and I'll catch it on the next page. We got Taylor Lightman and Lynn Ragusa here. Lynn is Executive Assistant at Lewisburg Downtown Partnership, and Taylor Lightman, Executive Director of Lewisburg Neighborhoods. More information about all of this at lewisburgpa.com.
News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Mr. Rob Sanders got the week off, but I'm here clackety-clacking away, making sure that everything happens as it should. Back in the studio with us, and now we're glad to say Taylor Lightman is here, Executive Director of the Lewisburg Neighborhoods. Welcome back, sir. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Really appreciate all you're doing and just the work that your agency does. And Lynn Ragusa is back, Executive Assistant of the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. She's always here to keep us up to date about activities, events, and coupons and maps. And oh boy, you guys do a lot up there. Real quick, tell our audience what Lewisburg Downtown Partnership does. I think that'd be a perfectly appropriate time to do that.
Okay, well, our mission is to make sure that downtown Lewisburg stays the heart and soul of Lewisburg. So it's about keeping a vibrant downtown and supporting our small local businesses.
All right, yeah, that's, you do a great job making sure that it's brought up and talked about and illuminated and mapped and couponed and just good deal, and that the information's flowing, social media and on the radio here and everywhere else. We appreciate that. Lewisburg Neighborhoods, boy, give me the elevator speech about them. What do they do, Taylor?
Absolutely. And while the Downtown Partnership is focused on the downtown core of businesses, making sure our downtown is a really vibrant scene, Lewisburg Neighborhoods is focused on everything off-market. The neighborhoods, we're focused on making sure that that's really vibrant as well. We look at housing, affordability, flooding, walkability, bikeability, stuff like that, just to make sure that folks have a great place to live.
Right, and I'm going to see Samantha Pearson later today, the predecessor in your chair as executive director. She'll be on the Management 101 panels, that I'm on one of those this afternoon as well. And so is your boss, Ellen Ruby's on one of those today at Bucknell University as Management 101 is meeting today. All right, let's get back to the Lewisburg Ice Festival. We mentioned some of the schedule in our first segment. One of the things that happens Friday we didn't talk too much about, but we have to mention, is Warm Your Heart. And that is at Brush Strokes. Tell us about that.
Yes. Please. So every year, Brush Strokes does a fundraiser. This year, it's going to be supporting the Scratching Post, the Lewisburg Cat Cafe, and Haven to Home Canine Rescue. And what they do is they have a sale of their in-house artists, and all the proceeds go to those two organizations. It'll be February 4th, starting at 11 o'clock. So stop in there and pick up a little piece of art and make a good donation for a good cause.
Yeah, I just think Brushstrokes is sort of one of the unsung heroes in Lewisburg, just a real natural resource up there. Maybe you overlook it a little bit. You think, oh, that's the art store if you go by. But, boy, when you go in, it's an eye-opener, and they're doing a lot with classes and artists and just making sure that all kinds of visual art in particular is brought up and talked about and nurtured and supplies made available. And so we appreciate all they do. The Snyders, right? You told me that?
Yes, Randy and Kathy Snyder. And just to let you know that over the years they've raised over $15,000 for local pet rescues.
Wow, good for them. Okay,
that's right. Incredible.
Right, and helping out the Cat Cafe, that's a good cause too. The Scratching Post up there. My lovely bride says, even if you're going down Lewisburg and the light's not red, you have to slow down in front of the Cat Cafe so we can see them. Now, we already have cats, so we can't have any more at the moment. But when we do, that's where they'll come from. All right, so let's continue with the schedule. When we last spoke, we were about to mention that the chocolate tour is going to be underway on Saturday. So pick it up there, please.
Yes. So this year, they're modifying it a little bit due to the pandemic. So it's going to be a little bit more of a chocolate flight as opposed to a chocolate tour, where you're going to get to pick up a box of chocolates. It's going to be about 10 chocolate goodies in a box. And I believe right now you can pick them up at the Cookie Dude and at Mexil Deal Insurance. Those are two of the places where you can pick up these boxes. And then hopefully you'll enjoy your chocolate while meandering through the ice sculptures.
All right. Well, that's a great opportunity, I think. And so we want folks to do that. The Donald Heater Community Center certainly worthy of support. We talked to them a couple of times during the year, too. They just do great programming and great daily activities and great special events. Ice carving at the corner of 2nd and Market Street, sponsored by Service First, Federal Credit Union, and Geisinger. 2 p.m., the Polar Bear Plunge, sponsored by exclusively one man, Taylor.
Well, you know, we're planning it. We have a great committee working to plan this year's Polar Bear Plunge. Gary Hardcastle has been a really key player. Kendi Alvarez, our good mayor in Lewisburg, and Deborah Sulai, who's the council president, have all been really involved making this plunge that we think it's going to be the best plunge ever. It certainly could be the biggest. We've had an amazing registration totals, and usually a lot of people show up that day, which we can accept. I think The weather's looking good for it. Of course, Chief Blount will make a determination that day to make sure that it's safe. But the weather's looking good. We should have a really good good turnout and a good event. One more time, thank you to the Eye Center of Central PA for sponsoring this event.
Well, and we thank Evangelical Community Hospital for sponsoring the whole Ice Festival. You just can't mention them enough. They're really making sure this happens. AccuWeather says Saturday cold with periods of clouds and sunshine, high 26. So no ice melting in the downtown. So that's good.
Not this Saturday.
Yeah, we don't have any precipitation. Our precipitation is all on Friday. Every kind of precipitation you can get is Friday, but none on Saturday. So how about that? So
that's just fabulous. I think that there's a little bit of ice on the river right now. So in years past, they've actually had to cut a hole through the ice to for people to plunge through. And we'll see what this 36-degree temperature right now does to that. But I think we'll have a little ice. So it should be a very photogenic plunge.
I was grateful to see mild temperatures this week. I don't want the ice to get too sick. I always get nervous about that. So that's the 2 p.m. Polar Bear Plunge, and there's always thousands of viewers there at that as well. Yeah. 3 p.m. is the Hearty Chili Cook-Off. Tell us all about that, if you would.
Yes,
please.
So this is brought to us again by our new mayor, Kendi Alvarez, and there's going to be seven different either restaurants or individuals serving up chili. It's $5 to taste and to vote, and you can always buy more votes. And we want to send...
You heard that, Taylor.
Oh, no.
And they want to definitely send a big thank you out to the Bull Run Tap House for helping to set up and provide materials for the chili cook-off. So after you jump in the river and you're freezing cold, come down and get some hot chili.
Right, yeah, and the Bull Run Tap House, really another part of the solution in Lewisburg, making sure that things happen and get talked about and things get raised up and attracting people to the downtown. I just think there's a whole sort of kinetic atmosphere, I'll call it, in Lewisburg that, you know, something's always happening, and it's even if you were to find a vacant storefront, which are there any at the moment? I can't think of it. Did Susquehanna Life's front office close yet?
It has, and it is up for grabs, I believe, at the moment.
Okay. So even though you kind of get an ebb and flow from time to time, there's always sort of a progressive electricity, I'll call it. Am I picking up on this right?
I think so. I'm relatively new to the area, and I'm definitely drawn to Lewisburg. It's got an energy and a community that really loves it and supports it, and it just... It has a wonderful feel to it, and people love coming downtown, and we've got fabulously unique, small-owned businesses that you can't find anywhere else, and a spirit that is unique to our community.
There's still a place, right?
There's still a place.
Right, your boss talked about that for that tagline's been around for about 10 years or so. Elaborate on that great description that you gave, please.
Yeah, absolutely, and I mean, I'm born and raised in Lewisburg, and, it, you know, I'm you know, pleased to call it home. I love Lewisburg, and you know, the one thing that I would add is there's a real community of people that are actively trying to even improve it. And mm-hmm. you know, I'm you know, proud to call these people colleagues, and you know, we've got fabulous improvements going down at Hoofnagle Park to make that space safer and more accessible for more people. You know, Playworld is donating just a fantastic new playground because they care about our community, and it's just good to be in a welcoming place that's trying to improve it and make it better for generations to come.
Anything big on your 2022 agenda we should preview now?
Well, we're in the process of finalizing our PennDOT application for the 2022 River Road Holiday. We've been on a two-year hiatus, and for folks that don't know, we closed down River Road from Water Street all the way to Riverwoods, and for 4 hours, usually on Mother's Day, from 1 to 5 p.m., and people have a chance to get out there and walk, bike, run. We usually have some people skating. Some folks from Riverwoods come out and wheel around on their wheelchairs there, and it's literally, you know, everybody, you know, from all ages are welcome, and all ages usually have a great time. So forward to that.
Any big 2022 items? You got it. 30 seconds. You can say whatever you want. No pressure.
oh, my goodness.
Make it good.
So Raise the Region. I know a lot of organizations participate in Raise the Region, and both the LDP and Lewisburg neighborhoods participate in Raise the Region. So come out for us.
Yeah, and that's March 9th and 10th for folks who want to look for that on their calendar. We would just love to see lots of folks participate in that. Thank you both so much for coming in. Thanks for all you're doing. Ice Festival, the go-to place for Ice Festival schedule like this is LewisburgPA.com.
Yes, correct.
All right, perfect. That's the Lewisburg Downtown Partnerships schedule, and that is the organization for whom Lynn Ragusa is the executive assistant. Taylor Lightman, executive director of Lewisburg Neighborhoods, lewisburgneighborhoods.org. Thanks for coming in, sir.
It's my pleasure.